This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Farm Show today, we'll continue our series of farmer checks. We'll spend a few minutes and talk with Darren Rosenthal of Raymond, and Darren talks about their operation there.
I just farm here in Raymond with my dad, and as we sit here today, we had a little rain overnight, and it was nice to get a little break and catch up on some book work and catching up with other farmers in the area.
Are you done with field work?
Yes, we are. We're done with all the tillage, and actually yesterday afternoon we finished up with putting on our anhydrous.
That's a good feeling, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's a great feeling. There's the last couple of years there's been anhydrous put on in the fall, but we actually hadn't been able to get ours on, so we've done it in the spring. So it's a good feeling knowing that that's already done, and that's a week less that we got to do in the spring.
Does that work out better for you to apply your anhydrous in the fall?
Yeah, it works out as long as you're able to get it done, and I think the big thing is you just gotta remember to be smart and use inserve to just stabilize that nitrogen and keep it in the soil. And we've had good temperatures. The ground temperature's cool enough that the soil should hold it till next spring.
Have you and your dad sat down to figure out your cropping plans for next year already?
Yeah, we've already put in our seed order.
And what you're going to plant where, has that also been figured out?
Yep. We got we only plant one brand, but we know by hybrid what's going on each farm, and corn and beans, and we're a 50-50 rotation, so we're all rotated acres.
Does that work out pretty good for you too, doesn't it?
Yeah. There's a lot of talk on corn on corn and guys scaling back from more corn, and beans are a little cheaper to grow, and there's actually some talk in the area of some doing some beans on beans, just trying to save money. I don't know if that's something you really want to do year after year, but when it comes to rotation, if you're trying to get your rotation back in line, or just trying to cut back, just a little bit on your on what it's costing you, I think that's a way to do it.
Is wheat part of your plans too?
Well, wheat's always been in our farming plan for several years, but this year we actually did not plant any. In the past it's a way for us to get manure on, but this year we just scaled away from it and just thought we'll wait again and maybe try it again next year.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, you have on-farm storage. Over the past couple of years, the quality of the crops that you store has really been good, don't you think?
Yes, and this year the corn, as it came off the cob, it was just as bright yellow, and it was just the best quality we've had in several years. Probably there wasn't any damage, and we've already had some of these cooler nights, and people are able to run their fans and keep the grain cool, so there shouldn't be a problem keeping it this winter.
About how long will you keep it there on the farm?
We'll start getting rid of most of it in January, between January and March will be a lot of it, and then it's always nice if you're able to keep a little bit throughout the spring and maybe into summer, and get rid of the rest of it before we got to fill the bins back up next year.
Now, did you have your bins completely empty before you hit the fields with the combine this year?
Yes, we did. That's always comes down to what bills you got to pay, and then it's nice to be able to have that done. And for us and our manpower situation, going into bins makes it easier and quicker, just for me and my dad.
In other farm news, on a dairy, producers are always looking to breed the invisible cow, one that is healthy and problem-free and produces tremendous amounts of milk and its components. The Holstein Association USA is proud to recognize such a cow as the national record holder for milk production. Here's more.
Sells Prawley Aftershock 3918, owned by Sells Prawley Dairy near Humbird, Wisconsin, recently set a new 365-day milk production record of 78,170 pounds of milk with more than 3,000 pounds of fat and nearly 2,400 pounds of protein. That's more than three times the 2016 national production average for all U.S. Holstein herds. Aftershock's breeder and owner, Scott Prawley.
She's got a motor that could run for days. She's full of power, great udder, super feet and legs on a cow that melts as much as she does.
He adds that she's the result of three generations of selective breeding and has always been a very healthy cow over her four lactations, with an average somatic cell score of less than 125,000.
She's always been out in the pen doing her job. We try to make sure the cows are comfortable as possible. We have deep bedded freestalls with sand. And we try to make the highest quality feed.
And it works. The six-year-old 3918 cow quietly produces more than 140 pounds of milk per day. She also has two daughters in the Sells Prawley herd, which is home to 360 registered Holsteins with a rolling herd average of nearly 31,000 pounds of milk.
I'm happy with what we're doing and what this cow has done in her performance. And hopefully we can just make more daughters out of her that can perform, you know, close to her standard, what she has set for the rest of her herd mates or even her offspring.
I'm Darren Wilhite.
And that's all for the Farm Show. Reporting for Katie Wilson, I'm Randy Prangy.